afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zinka Youth News Team Public Affairs Show. I am Mountain.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Ricardo.
Today we are joined by the principal and assistant principal of Carbondale Middle School, Jennifer Lamont and Heather Fox.
Welcome. We will be speaking to them about what it is like to be a principal, as well as interesting things that are coming up at the middle school.
Welcome to the program, Ms. Lamont and Ms. Fox. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Ms. Lamont, why'd you choose to become principal?
I have been actually at Carbondale Middle School for about 19 years, and I was a teacher there before, and I really loved Carbondale Middle School and loved setting goals and watching us achieve goals. And the opportunity came about to become the assistant principal. And so I took advantage of that. And it was kind of fun to go from a smaller group of kids, like 30 kids, to now having 330 kids. And then when I was the assistant principal, I had the opportunity to become the principal. So I interviewed for that and I'm still there. And I'm really lucky to be one of those people who's actually taught in the same building I'm a principal in. And that's very unusual.
Ms. Fox, why did you choose to become assistant principal?
I've been in education for about 18 years, and I've been the assistant principal for going on 5 years now. And I had always wondered when I was teaching, I'd always thought about what it would be like to be a school leader. But it was nothing I really pursued because I really was enjoying teaching and being in the classroom. But when, as Ms. Lamont just said, she became principal, the opportunity to become an assistant principal in the same school opened up. And I thought that that would be really interesting to look at school and lead in education from a different perspective. And although I miss the classroom a lot because I really enjoy teaching, I really enjoy what I'm doing and looking at education from a different perspective.
And Ms. Lamont, what does a principal do? What does your day look like?
Our days are busy. We get to do a little bit of everything. So it's a really fun job because you never do the same thing twice. I would say there's probably three main jobs of a principal. One would be instructional coaching. You work with the teachers and you help them instruct in their classes and to become better teachers. Another one would be that community connections. You deal with talking with parents and programming with community members, and you make those connections to bring resources to your schools. And the last one would be student programming. I kind of create the schedule and I help put together the classes and make sure that we're offering a variety of programs for our kids. So those are the three main areas. Last year it would have been, I was a construction manager. So that would have been my fourth area.
All right. And go ahead, Quinn.
Ms. Fox, what does an assistant principal do? What does your day look like?
Well, as an assistant principal, every day looks a little bit different. It kind of depends on what's going on that day. But I assist in everything that Ms. Lamont just mentioned there. And I would also add focusing on school culture and trying to create a positive school climate with all staff and students in the building, positive and fun school climate. In terms of what the day looks like, you could be doing anything from talking with kids out at lunch duty. You could be meeting with parents, helping a student work through an issue they're having. You could be running a meeting at 7 o'clock this morning, like we were this morning. Every day is different, and I think that's one of the things I like about this job.
Ms. Lamont, what inspired you to work with kids?
Oh, goodness. I think I am a kid. I love middle school music and middle school movies and middle school sense of humor. I like middle school dances. So I think all those things have kept me working with kids. When I was in middle school and high school myself, my dad worked at Easter Seals, which is a school and a center for individuals with handicaps. And I worked there and I loved going to school and playing school and working at that school. And I thought, well, maybe I'll try it in college. And you know what? I never quit. I loved it all the way through.
And how about you, Ms. Fox? What inspired you to work with kids?
You know, I can't say that there's one particular thing that inspired me. I would say that I've always worked with kids. What has inspired me to work with kids in education and at the middle school, I could talk about. I think, and Ms. Lamont said this, there's just something about middle school kids that is amazing, and I love working with this age group. And I think I like working in in this area of education because I believe in the power of education and knowledge and skills, and that that opens up opportunities. And I want all of our students to have is the opportunities that they want.
Ms. Lamont, what are some of the pressures in your job?
I think every teacher and everyone who works in education would say the pressure is time. You don't have enough time. And not just time in the day, but time with kids. They arrive in fifth grade and they leave in eighth grade, and there is so much they have to learn to do and be responsible for and be prepared for and their next steps in high school and for their careers in college. And it goes so quickly, and there's just so much besides just science and math and social studies and language arts and writing and learning how to speak and everything from learning manners to how to communicate for adults and ask for what they need. There's just so much to do and so little time.
Ms. Fox, what are some of the pressures in your job?
So I have this look on my face because I think I completely agree with Ms. Lamont. I mean, it's time. There's so much to do, and all of it is so important. And trying to find the time in the day to get all of that done, it's hard. And when you can't find that time, I think that's when you feel the pressure. Like, okay, we've got to do more. We've got to do this different, or we've got to figure out a way to do this in the same amount of time because it has to get done. So I think time is definitely the biggest pressure.
And Ms. Lamont, what are some of your challenges of your job?
Every spring, we are given a budget, and we're a small school. And in a small school, you want to still be able to provide a variety of opportunities. So you want to offer kids all the cool programming that there is out there, and you want to bring it to your school. So I think one of the biggest challenges I have is to make sure that with our budget and with our resources that we can offer Spanish and drama and health classes and technology and STEAM and allow our science classes to have the coolest simulations and labs and just to make sure that we line up all those resources. And we're really lucky that we're in a community like Carbondale that really supports and offers a lot of resources for us to take advantage of.
Ms. Fox, what are some of the challenges of your job?
I think one of the greatest challenges is that each student has such a different set of needs or desires or goals, and meeting those needs and desires or goals or helping students to meet those needs can be challenging because we're human. Everybody needs something different. And so it's challenging to try to find a way to help each student in their own unique way, whether that's me doing that or helping to find resources to help that student. And like I said before, it's important work, so you want to make sure that you can do that, but it's challenging in a group of unique individuals.
And Ms. Fox, what are some of the best parts of your job?
Was that me?
Yes.
Okay, best parts of my job. Best parts of my job. There are lots of best parts of my job. I love just interacting with students on a daily basis. It's so fun to see. I mean, just today I was in during crew watching a little competition between Miss Hayden and Miss Land's crew, and that was really fun. That was one of the best parts of my day. But I could also say talking to a student at lunch today was a great part of my day. I was talking with another student trying to work through an issue today. That was another great part of my job. There are so many, I guess there's not really a best. There's not a best. And that's another thing that I like so much about my job is that there are so many different things that I enjoy about it.
All right.
Ms. Lamont, what are the best parts of your job?
Anything that involves the kids, I think. So it's everything from getting to socialize a little bit with kids at lunchtime or being in the classes. When we get to go in classes and there's something really engaging going on and exciting and watching the kids being involved, whether they're building something in science or applying math or even just determining topics that they want to write about in language arts, being in rooms and getting to see kids enjoying themselves and getting to be part of that learning is the best part of my job.
Ms. Samat, what are the most difficult parts of your job?
I think it's time, but there's just so much coming at you in the office. You have so many things to do during the day, and it's really difficult to determine what is the first thing you should do, prioritizing things, because everything that comes at you is important to somebody, whether it's important to the student who is concerned about a friend, or important to that can't find their Chromebook. That's really important to that person. We have parents who have really important things. We have, different organizations that want to support us, and all of these priorities come through the office. And that's the really difficult thing, is figuring out what to do first, second, and third through the day.
Ms. Fox, what are the most difficult parts of your job?
I would say it's very similar. Finding a balance in your day between what you need to tackle first, what can wait. I think that's hard. It's finding that balance in the day.
Yes. And you are listening to the Andy Zinka Youth News Team. Today we are interviewing Carbondale Middle School Principal Jennifer Lamont and Assistant Principal Heather Fox. We just spoke to them about their jobs at Carbondale Middle School. Now we have a few questions about what is happening at the school.
Ms. Lamont, what are you looking forward to this school year?
Oh, I'm going to pick out the special events. We have... I get to go on the 7th grade field trip. I was just dealing with that today. I'm really excited. We're going to actually go to Denver, and we get to see the Broadway musical Aladdin. So I'm super excited about that. I love
you
the Socratic seminar and the debates at the end of the year with the 8th grade, and watching those kids graduate and move to the high school. Those big events that come up... are really exciting to watch. And I'll let Ms. Fox tell you about some others, because I know we've got some coming up this week.
Ms. Fox, what are you looking forward to this school year?
So I think the thing I am looking forward to most immediately is our Essentials Expo that is coming up this Monday at 6:00 at Carbondale Middle School, where all of our Essentials teachers have invited all students and families to come and see what they've been working on, whether it is in their technology class, their art class, their STEAM class, band, or PE. Did I get them all? I don't want to leave anybody out. Did I get them all? I got STEAM. Okay. There's going to be an expo at our school on Monday, and I'm very excited to see what all the students have to share at that evening.
With their parents.
With their parents.
And Ms. Lamont, how do you think this school year is going so far?
It's really exciting. At the end of last year, we packed up our entire school and moved it into storage, and we came back having no idea really what it would end up looking like, and if kids would be able to find their way around, and how it would work with movable walls and doors and new lockers. And you know, now that we're in January, it's gone really fast, but I feel like we fit, and I feel like it's a perfect new spot. And so this year has been really exciting. We have teachers doing so many new things. And we have kids trying new activities, and we have new specials, and we are very lucky that our staff is very supportive of each other, and we get along great. So it's been a great year.
Ms. Fox, how do you think the school year is going so far?
I'm going to agree with Ms. Lamont. I think it's going really well. I think our fifth graders are finally starting to feel settled. They've got those lockers figured out. They've got their classrooms, and they're feeling like a part of the school. I think our eighth graders are doing well and starting to think about high school and what's ahead of them. And like Ms. Lamont said, the construction, new spaces are being used in really amazing ways. And I think that the school year overall is going great.
Nice.
Ms. Lamont, how do you think the school construction turned out?
You know, we should ask you guys that question. Ricardo, I think when we moved in, it finally felt a little bit like a middle school. It was really open. When we moved from Carbondale Middle School, the old building where Bridges is, we moved over to the new high school. Maybe that was 7 or 8 years ago. And it was a high school, and it felt like a high school with giant lockers and narrow hallways and these little corners. And then when we moved in there with everybody, it felt very high schoolish. So to have this building open up and have bright colors and new fixtures and look really modern and new windows and lighting and the opportunity for improved technology, it really feels like a middle school, a place we can grow into. And we're still not even done. We're still figuring out carpet in certain areas, and we still have some wires hanging places. So it's still a work in progress. But I think it's turned out well. It feels open. And you wonder when you walk through that giant Rams Central area. You know, I worried, oh, this is just a big open space, but we fill it. There's yes. crew lessons and community meetings and cool tents going up there and a lot of different projects. So I think we're using great use of the space.
Awesome. Ms. Fox, what is the cell phone policy?
Oh, the cell phone policy. The cell phone policy is that students may bring their cell phones to school, but they're expected to stay in their lockers between the morning bell and the afternoon bell. So from 8 to 3:20, those cell phones should be in lockers and not be carried around with the students.
And what are some of the, like, if they, like, offend that, or if they, like, if they bypass if they it, what yeah. happens?
Sure. So if students have their cell phones on them, we have the teachers collect them and bring them to the office, and the student can pick that up at the end of the day. And we have a conversation with them about our policy and why we have this policy and the purpose for it. If it gets taken again, then the parent has to come and pick it up the second time. And we continue that conversation with the parent and the student. But what we really like to do is have that conversation with the student and make sure we understand why it's in place and solve it the first time around.
Do you think the cell phone policy is working?
I feel like the cell phone policy is working. I feel like, you know, we implemented that for a couple of reasons. We wanted to, socially, we wanted students to be working on their skills of communicating face-to-face. We also did not want to be spending time talking about problems that arise from having cell phones in the classroom. If kids are texting or learning is being interrupted, we had spent quite a bit of time talking about those types of things last year. So this year we are not spending time talking about those types of things, which is really nice because that means that we can spend our time talking about things that we really need to be talking about.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Lamont, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just want to thank you guys for inviting us in. It's always nervous to be on the radio. I'm so impressed. Mm-hmm. But this is a great opportunity for us to kind of talk about all the things going on at the middle school and who we are. And I think the only thing I would like to add is that we would love to have visitors. We have a great new school that our community supported us with in building and so much programming. And if you have any questions or would like to come check us out, to please stop by any time. We love visitors.
And Ms. Fox, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just want to say thanks for inviting us. You guys are really good at this. This is a fun little, it's not little, it's a very fun professional setting. And you guys have done a really good job. This is the first time I've ever been on radio. And I'm trying to think of anything else we have going on. I mean, we have our girls' basketball season coming up. Can you think of other things that we have going on?
We have a band concert tonight at 7 o'clock, right. A winter mm-hmm. band concert. And if you can't make it tonight at 7, tomorrow at 10 a.m. or 10 a.m., we'll have another concert tomorrow. So you can come check out our band program.
Awesome. And Ricardo, do you have any follow-up questions?
I don't.
All right. How about you, Quinn?
Yes, I do. I have three. So, Miss Lamont, what did you first teach?
I was a special education teacher. So I dealt with mild to moderate and kids with behavior disabilities. And that was my first job.
What do you use the budget for specifically? Like,
We have, our budget is used first and foremost for teachers. We look at how many kids we have, and it's a whole formula, and we hire staff. And then we use budget for materials. We have a different tech budget, mill tech budget, that does our Chromebooks and computers and technology and programming. And then what's left over is everything from updated books in the library, or if you're noticing in some of the science rooms, we have new measurement equipment and new microscopes. And so it buys all those other programming. We have in crew classes, we've been doing a lot of service projects and color games, and we use it for color games and crew and special activities. So we set aside, Miss Nikki in the front office helps me, and we create a budget for each department. And that's how we spread it out.
Awesome.
Ms. Fox, what do you do to help students reach their goals?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, it depends on what the goal is, the steps that we would take to reach it. But the important parts, I think the basics is, first of all, figuring out what, setting a goal that is attainable, that we can set steps to reach. So I would help them create steps to reach that goal. And then you want to make sure that you have a plan to check in on those goals regularly, to check the progress. And those goals can be academic. Those goals can be social. It can be about a friend group. It can be about getting math homework done. It can be about lots of different things. But I think the setting the goal, creating steps, and checking on that goal, because that's a hard skill, even for adults, to get down. And so having somebody help you and continue to remind you to check in, how are we doing, what do we need to adjust, how can we move forward, and just working with them until they've got that process down themselves.
Awesome. And I have a follow-up question for Ms. Lamont. Did you really expect, for like the school construction, did you expect what you came into this year? Did you like know, or did you think different of what you were gonna see when you came in?
Did you get what you expected?
You know, I did. I think we did get what we expected. I think, you know, you never know. Like when you look at the cafeteria, you think, oh, it's so much bigger. And then when all the kids show up, you thought, wow, it just fits us perfectly. How did we ever survive without this size before?
Yes.
You know, I thought there were too many tables in the courtyard, but it turns out almost every one of them is used all the time. So it's hard to really picture it until it's full and until it's used. I think that it is expected. I was excited about the library. I was excited about the new makerspace. I knew that new big window in there would be really cool for kids to be able to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Our sound system, you know, our auditorium, we have a beautiful new auditorium with lights and sounds. And it was once we figure out how to work it, it'll be exactly what we imagined.
Yes. All right. Is there any more questions?
Okay. I'm good.
All right. I guess not. Well, today we have been talking to the principal and assistant principal of Carbondale Middle School. We hope you enjoyed our show. We are the Andy Zinka Youth News Team. Thank you for listening and enjoy your day.